Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
希伯来书第三章十三节。
But encourage yourselves each day, as long as it is called today, that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
And please turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
请翻到旧约以赛亚书第六章。
We will read from verse 1.
从第一节读起。
To verse 8.
第一节读到第八节。
I'll read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我要先用英语读，然后我们弟兄用中文来读。
In the year of the death of King Uzziah, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Seraphim were standing above him.Each had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he flew. And one called to the others and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold.Shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And I say, Woe unto me, for I am undone, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. And one of the seraphim threwUnto me, and he had in his hand a glowing coal, which he had taken with the thorns from off the altar. And he made it touch my mouth, and said, Behold, this has touched thy lip, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin expired it.And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I. Send me.
以赛亚书第六章第一节，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立。各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪、啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
And lastly, let us read Revelation chapter 4.
最后我们请读 启示录第四章。
I will read the whole chapter, and I rather again will read it in Chinese.
我要读这整章圣经，然后我们弟兄用中文来读。
After these things I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, as of a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show thee the things which must take place after these things." Immediately I became in the spirit, and behold, a throne stood in the heaven.And upon the throne, one sitting. And he was sitting like in appearance to a stone of jasper and a sardis. And a rainbow round around the throne, like the appearance to an emerald. And round the throne, 24 thrones. And on the thrones, 24 elders sitting, clothed with white garments.And on their heads, golden crowns. And out of the throne go forth lightnings, and voices, and thunders, and seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne as a glass sea, like a crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne, four living creatures, full of eyes,before and behind, and the first living creature like a lion, and the second living creature like a cow, and the third living creature having the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having respectively,six wings, round and within, they are full of eyes, and they cease not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, and who is, and who is to come. And when the living creatures shall give glory and honor and thanksgiving to him that sits upon the throne,who lives to the ages of ages, the 24 elders shall fall before him that sits upon the throne and do homage to him that lives to the ages of ages and shall cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things.And for thy will they were, and they have been created.
启示录第四章，此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见，好像吹号的声音，对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的。 又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here this morning,
亲爱的主，当今天早晨我们一同聚集在这里，
Our hearts bow in worship.
我们的心在敬拜中向你俯伏。
We want to thank thee and praise thee.
我们愿意把感谢赞美归给你。
Because thou art our God.
因为你是我们的神。
And thou sits upon thy throne.
你坐在你的宝座上。
Thou art in control of all things.
你掌管万有。
Thou art working out thy purpose.
你在执行你自己的旨意。
Even in each and every one of our lives.
甚至在我们每一个人我们的生命生活中。
We thank thee for thy glorious thought about us.
我们为着你这荣耀的心意我们感谢你。
Thou hast not only saved us.
你不仅拯救了我们。
But thou dost desire to use us for thy own purpose and glory.
并且你更有一个心意，要使用我们为着你的荣耀和目的。
Dear Lord, we bow in worship.
亲爱的主，我们在敬拜中向你俯伏。
We give ourselves totally over to you.
我们把自己完全的归给你。
And pray that only thy will be done in us as it is in heaven.
我们愿你的旨意行在我们中间，如同行在天上一样。
We offer ourselves to thee as a living sacrifice.
我们再把自己当作活祭献给你。
And pray that thou will use us for thy own glory and purpose.
我们求你使用我们为着你的荣耀和目的。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们把这一段时间交在你的手中。
May thy spirit speak.
愿你的灵说话。
Deep into our hearts.
深深地说在我们心中。
Change and transform us.
改变并且磨成我们。
Bring each and every one of us into thy perfect will.
使我们每一个人都进入你的完全的旨意中。
Glorify thyself even in us.
在我们的身上，主啊，求你荣耀你的自己。
We give thee all the praise and glory.
我们将一切的赞美和荣耀归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity.
我们要感谢主为着他赐给我们这个机会。
Every time when God's people are gathering together,
每一次当神的儿女们聚集在一起，
I feel thankful in my heart.
在我心中我感觉充满了感谢。
Because our Lord really loves us.
因为我们的主真是爱我。
He wants to prepare us for his imminent return.
他要预备我们为着他迫切将要回来的日子。
I often feel that it is not we who are waiting for our Lord Jesus.
我常常感觉好像不是我们在等候我们的主耶稣。
It is our Lord who has been patiently waiting for us.
而是我们的主他耐心地在等待我们。
Because he wants to have his bride.
因为他何等盼望来迎娶他的心腹。
He wants to prepare us for himself.
他要预备我们为着他自己。
So he gave us this opportunity again.
所以他再给我们这个机会。
In this late hour,
在这末了的时刻，
he still thinks about us.
他仍然想到我们。
And he wants us to be ready.
他要我们都预备好。
So may we open our hearts to him.
所以愿我们向他敞开我们的心。
Whatever he wants to say to us.
不论他要向我们说什么。
Let us respond to him.
让我们向他有回应。
As our brother has already mentioned last night.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上已经提到了。
The theme of this conference is taken from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
这一次特会的主题是从希伯来书三章十三节里面去引出来的。
But encourage yourselves each day.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
As long as it is called today,
总要趁着还有今日,
that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑, 心里就刚硬。
This is an exhortation given to us by the writer of Hebrews.
这是希伯来书的作者给我们的一个劝勉。
As a matter of fact,It is the Holy Spirit of God who is exhorting us.
事实上乃是神的圣灵在劝勉我们。
Exhortation has two sides.
劝勉是有两面的。
On the one hand, it is to encourage us.
一面是鼓励我们。
On the other hand, it is to warn us.
另一面是警戒我们。
He wants to encourage us to go on with his will.
他要我们在他的旨意上往前来勉励我们。
And also he wants to warn us against anything that may deter his will.
另外一面他要警戒我们就是有任何的事情使我们在他的旨意上被迷惑受打岔。
I do not know how do you react to this exhortation.
我不知道我们是怎样向着这样的劝勉来反应。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
Today is the gift of God.
今天这个日子乃是神所赐的礼物。
We do not live forever.
我们并不是永永远远活着。
Our life on earth is very short.
我们在地上的年日非常的短暂。
But thank God, every day is given to us by God.
但是感谢神，每一天都是神所赐给我们的。
You know, I often wonder.
你知道，我常常稀奇。
How good it will be.That as soon as we are saved, we are raptured to heaven.
我常常想，若是我们一得救，我们就被提到天上，那是好得无比的。
Now, why is it that even after He has saved us,
但是为什么在他救了我们之后
，He still leaves us on this wretched earth?
他仍然把我们留在这邪恶的地上呢
？Is it because He does not love us enough?
是不是他爱我们不够呢
？There is a purpose for it.
为此是有一个目的的。
God leave us on earth for a reason.
神把我们留在地上是有一个原因的。
Because He wants us to be matured.
因为他盼望我们要长大成熟。
He cannot come back.To receive a bride that is not matured.
他不能在新妇还没有成熟的时候就回来。
So he has been waiting for over 20 centuries.
所以他已经等待了超过二十个世纪。
He wants each and every one of us to be matured for himself.
他要我们每一个人都为着他自己而成熟。
And in order to do that,He gives us time.
为着要达到这目的，他就把时间赐给我们。
Time is used by God to do His work.
时间是神用来完成他的工作的。
Every day is a blessing of God.
每一天都是神所赐的祝福。
As long as it is today, there is hope.
只要还有今天，我们就还有盼望。
He wants us to be ready for Himself.
他要我们预备好了来迎接他自己。
As Moses said in Psalm 90,
就像摩西在诗篇九十篇说的
，The life of a man is 70.
人在地上的年日是七十岁。
And if he's strong, he may be 80.
若是强壮，可以到八十岁。
For that reason, he prayed that God would give us wisdom.
为着那个缘故，他求神赐给我们智慧。
To know our days.
好叫我们晓得自己的日子。
That we may use every day to accomplish God's purpose.
好叫我们使用每一天来完成神的目的。
So today is a very important day.
所以今天是非常重要的一天。
It is a day of hope.
是有盼望的日子。
It is a day of encouragement.
是我们得鼓舞的日子。
That we may use every day for God's glory.
我们可以用每一天来为着神的荣耀。
Now my assignment is seeing God on His throne.
我所受的托付乃是看见神在宝座上。
In other words,
换一句话说。
If we want to use our day in the right way,
如果我们要来在对的方式里面用我们的每一天，
we need to have a vision.
我们需要有意象。
We need to have the vision of God on the throne.
我们需要有一个看见神在宝座上的意象。
If we do not have that kind of vision,
如果我们没有这样的意象，
we will find it is very hard to live upon this earth.
我们要看见活在地上是何等的困难。
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
在我们相信主耶稣之前，
we felt how difficult it was to live on this wretched earth.
我们觉得在这个败坏的地上生活是何等的难。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
在我们信了主耶稣之后，
we had the hope,
我们有了盼望，
that from now on it will be smooth sailing to heaven.
我们盼望呢，从今之后呢，我们在地上就顺顺利利直到永远。
But unfortunately, we find it is different.
但很可惜的，我们事实并不是这样。
Maybe you will find it is even harder for us to live on this earth.
可能我们会感觉呢，比得救以前更难活在这个地上。
And sometime before, because of this, we began to murmur.
因着这个缘故，有的时候我们就开始发怨言。
But we need to thank God.
但是我们要感谢神。
Because as long as it is today,
因为只要还有今天，
there is hope.
我们就还有盼望。
But we need a vision.
但是我们需要一个意象。
And that is the vision that Isaiah saw in the old days.
那就是在古时以赛亚所看见的那个意象。
And it is the same vision that John the Apostle saw.
那也是使徒约翰所看见的同一个意象。
And I believe that it is the vision that God wants each and every one of us to see.
我相信这也是神要我们每一个人所看见的那个意象。
At the death of King Uzziah,
在乌西亚王的年间，
Isaiah went to the temple of God to pray.
以赛亚到神的殿中去祷告。
Now Uzziah was a good king.
我们知道乌西亚是一个好王。
In the days of Zechariah, who knew the the will of God. Uzziah served the Lord.
当那认识神旨意的撒加利亚在世的时候，乌西亚王他遵行神的旨意。
And because of that, God bless him.
因着那个缘故，神就祝福他。
He was prosperous.
他就非常的繁盛。
But unfortunately, when he was prosperous,
但是很可惜的，当他昌大之后，
his heart began to be proud of himself.
他的心就因着自己而骄傲起来。
And one day, he even tried to enter into the temple to burn the incense before God.
有一天，他甚至想要进到圣殿里面去烧香。
And this was something forbidden by God.
这是神所不允许的。
It was the work of the priest.
这乃是祭司的工作。
But when the priest tried to hinder him from doing that,
但是当祭司们要拦阻他做这件事的时候，
he got angry.
他就生气。
And suddenly, leprosy appeared on his forehead.
立刻他全身就出现了大麻风。
So he had to quickly retreat.
所以他必须立刻地退出去。
And Isaiah was most familiar with Uzziah.
以赛亚是非常熟悉乌西亚王的。
So when he died,
所以当乌西亚王崩的时候，
Isaiah wondered what would happen to the nation of Judah.
希奇犹大国将要发生什么事情？
And for this reason, he went to the temple to pray.
为着这个缘故，他就到圣殿里面去祷告。
As he went to the temple to pray,
当他到圣殿中去祷告的时候，
he saw a vision.
他看见了一个异象。
It was the vision of God sitting on the throne.
那个异象乃是神高高的坐在宝座上。
And the seraphims were crying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
有撒拉佛在那里呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
Now we know that even before that day,
在那个日子之前，
according to the record of the book of Isaiah,
我们从以赛亚书里面的记载可以看见，
we find that he was already prophesying.
他已经开始说预言了。
There had been five chapters before this sixth chapter.
在以赛亚书第六章之前，已经有了五章的预言。
But when you read the five chapters,
但是你读这前面的五章的时候，
you will find it is more negative than positive in his prophecy.
我们发现，在以赛亚的预言中呢，多半都是负面的。
Even though he did prophesy that one day Israel will be revived,
即便他在那里预言说有一天以色列国要得复兴，
but most of his prophecies were pretty negative in nature.
但是他大部分的预言在性质上都是负面的。
But when he went into the temple,
但是当他那一天进了圣殿，
and he caught the vision of God on the throne,
他看见神在宝座上的异象，
you find that everything changed.
我们看见所有的事情都改变了。
And after he saw that vision,
当他看见那个异象之后，
and he gave himself to God,
他就再把自己献给神，
you find his prophecyseem to change.
我们看见他的预言好像变了。
61 chapters afterwards.
在这之后有61章，
he prophesied.
他说预言。
And Isaiah became the prophet of the Messiah.
以赛亚成为预言弥赛亚的先知。
In spite of all the situation in the nation of Israel,
不管当时整个以色列国的光景如何，
what they will pass through.
他们要经过的遭遇如何？
And yet there was the Messiah.
但是有一位弥赛亚要来。
Isaiah was the prophet who prophesied Messiah more than anybody else.
以赛亚是那位预言弥赛亚最多的一位先知。
And we find in chapter 7 how he prophesied that a virgin will give birth to a son.
我们看见在第七章里面，他预言到必有童女怀孕生子。
And then again we find in the following chapters he prophesied that a son is given.A child is born.
我们看见在接下来的几章中，他讲到有一子要为，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子要赐给我们。
And he will be one who is filled with the Spirit of God.
他要被神的灵所充满。
And he will bring this earth into the millennium peace.
他要把全地带进千禧年的平安中。
And then you find in chapter 40.
然后我们看见在第四十章里面。
There he prophesied about the forerunner of the Messiah.
他也预言到弥赛亚的先锋。
And in chapter 42, he prophesied, "This is the servant of God."
在四十二章里面，他讲到这就是神的仆人。
And we are all familiar.With chapter 53, he prophesied that our Lord will be crucified.
我们也都熟悉，在五十三章里面，他讲到我们的主将要被钉十字架。
And yet, one day he will come back.
然后有一天他要回来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，you find how that vision of God on the throne had changed the prophecy of Isaiah.
你看见神在宝座上的意象怎样改变了以赛亚所有的预言。
Instead of a prophet of doom,
他不再是讲到那个衰败灭亡的先知。
He became a prophet of hope.
他成为盼望的先知。
And that is what happened to Isaiah.
这就是发生在以赛亚身上的事。
And the same thing you find with the apostle John.
同样的，我们在使徒约翰的身上也看见这件事。
We all know that of the original 12 apostles.
我们知道，在起初主所拣选的十二位使徒中
，John was the last one.
约翰是最后一位。
He lived to his 90s.
他活到他九十几岁。
And at that time he was serving.In Asia Minor.
那个时候他在小亚细亚服事。
But then because of the testimony of Jesus and the word of God, he was exiled by Emperor Domitian to the island of Patmos.
但是因着主耶稣的见证和神诫命的缘故，他被罗马皇帝窦米先流放在拔摩海岛上。
And you remember how on the Lord's Day, he must be sitting on a stone facing the aged sea.
我们记得在主日的时候，我们想他可能坐在一块大岩石上面，他的脸向着亚细亚。
Because he can see faintly the fringe of Asia Minor.
因为隐隐约约他可以看见亚细亚的海岸线。
And he was thinking of the churches that he ministered before exile.
他在那里想到，在他被流放之前所服侍的众教会。
He wondered what happened to these churches.
他在稀奇，这些教会遭遇了什么事情。
And then he saw a voice behind him.
就在那个时候，他听见在他背后有大声音。
And when he turned back.He saw a vision.
当他转过身来的时候，他就看见了一个异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看见七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the lampstand, one like the Son of Man.
在金灯台中间有一位好像人子的。
In other words,
换句话说
John was most familiar with the Lord while he was on earth.
约翰当主在地上的时候，他是与主最亲密、熟悉的一位。
We know how he was close to the Lord.
我们知道他怎样的与主亲近。
And yet here, the Lord gave him a vision of the Lord in heaven.
但是在这里，主赐给他一个意象，就是在天上主的意象。
He was ministering to these churches in Asia.
主在那里亲自的服侍在亚细亚的教会。
That was towards the end of the first century.
那是在第一世纪末了的时候。
But here he was shown by God.
但是这里神指示他看见。
That it was not only he who had ministered to these churches.
不仅是他在那里服侍他自己的教会。
Actually, the risen Lord himself was serving his churches.
实际上乃是复活的主在那里服侍他的教会。
The ministry of our Lord Jesus as high priest in heaven.
我们的主他在天上做了大祭司来服侍我们。
You know, John was most familiar with the Lord on earth.
我们知道约翰最熟悉在肉身中的主。
How he knew the Lord as the apostle of God.
他认识我们的主乃是神的那使徒。
The one whom God has sent to fulfill, finish the work of salvation.
乃是神打发他差遣他到地上来完成救恩的。
But he was not familiar with the Lord as the high priest.
但是他对于主做大祭司却并不熟悉。
But after our Lord was risen and ascended,
所以当我们主复活升天之后，
he was anointed by God as the high priest.
他被神膏抹成了大祭司。
And here we find that the Lord himself was ministering to these churches.
这里我们就看见我们的主自己在那里服侍众教会。
And immediately saw what a difference it was.
当他看见的那一刻，就带来何等大的不同。
We believe that John must be very faithful in serving these churches.
我们相信约翰呢，是非常忠心地服侍这些教会。
But he was not knowing that it is the Lord himself who was faithfully ministering to his churches.
但是他却并不知道是我们的主忠心的在服侍他自己的教会。
And how he fell down as he did. fell down as he did.
所以他就扑倒如同死了一样。
And the Lord raised him up.
主就扶他起来。
And told him who the Lord himself was.
主就向他说到他自己是怎样的一位。
The Lord said, fear not.
主说不要怕。
I'm the first, I'm the last, and the living one.
我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。
I have been dead, but have been raised from the dead.
我曾死过，但是却从死里复活了。
And in my hand held the gates of Hades.
在我的手中拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that vision must have comforted John.
这一个意象必定安慰了使徒约翰。
But more than that,
但是更进一步的。
And in chapter 4, you'll find he was called to heaven.
第四章里面我们看见他被呼召上到天上去。
In the spirit, he went to heaven.
在灵里面，他到了天上。
And what did he see?
他看见了什么呢？
He saw a throne set up there.
他看见在天上有宝座设立。
And one sat on that throne.
有一位坐在宝座上。
And surrounded with glory and honor.
被荣耀和尊贵所环绕。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the vision of God on the throne.
这乃是神坐在宝座上的意象。
And when John saw that vision,
当约翰看见这意象的时候
，I believe it solved all his problems.
我看见了，那就解决了他一切的问题。
He must be wondering what will happen to the church.
他可能在想教会将会遇见什么事情。
What will happen to the world?
这个世界将发生什么事情
？And what will happen to the Jewish nation?
那么对整个犹太国将发生什么事
？But now when he saw God on the throne.
但是现在他看见神坐在宝座上。
And he began to understand.
他开始明白。
How God will regain this world.
神要怎样重新得回这个世界
？How he will use the church.To bring in that change.
他要怎样使用教会带进改变
？How he will raise up overcomers through the ages.
他要怎样在历世历代兴起得胜者
？And how he will have his bride.
并且他怎样得着他的心腹
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Here again you find what a difference it made when that vision was given.
这里我们看见了，当这个意象赐下来的时候，所带来何等大的不同。
And brothers and sisters, it is the same thing with every one of us.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们每一个人来说也都是同样的。
If we find that our life on earth is difficult,
如果我们感觉我们在地上的年日是何等的艰难
，If we find that it is hard for us.To press on.
如果我们感觉对我们而言要竭力往前是何等的困难
，Because we're running against the course.
因为我们是逆流而上
，So it is become harder and harder.
所以越来越难。
I think the young people today feel that even more than when we were young.
我想呢。今天大家的感觉呢，要比我年轻的时候更深了。
How can we press on towards the goal?
我们怎样能够向着标杆竭力奔跑呢
？How can we fulfill God's purpose in our life?
我们怎么可能在自己的一生来成全神的旨意呢
？If we look at our environment,
如果我们看看周围的环境
，we will be disappointed.
我们就灰心。
If we look at ourselves,
如果我们看看自己
，we will be disappointed.
我们更灰心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，as the Bible said, we look not at the seen, but we look at the unseen.
就像圣经告诉我们的，我们不是看眼所看得见的，乃是看那所看不见的。
If we are governed by what we can see,
如果我们是被所看得见的事物所控制的话
，we will be quickly deceived by.
我们立刻就被撒旦所蒙蔽。
But thank God, by His grace, we can see the unseen.
但是感谢神，靠着他的恩典，我们能够看见那看不见的。
We can see that God is still on the throne.
我们可以看见神仍然坐在宝座上。
And He's working out His purpose.
他正在执行。他自己的旨意，达成他的目的。
I think it will be a help to us.
我想这对我们是一个帮助。
If we review a little bit of the history of Israel,
如果我们来回顾一下以色列人的历史
，we know that how Israel became slaves in Egypt.
我们知道以色列人如何到了埃及，后来做了奴仆。
They did not even have the hope to live.
他们甚至连活命的指望都没有了。
But when they cry to the Lord,
所以他们就向主呼求。
How the Lord sent Moses to lead them out.
神就打发摩西引领他们出来。
Now when you go from Egypt to Canaan,
当我们从看见从埃及到迦南地
，the usual way is go through.The land of the Philistines.
通常他们走的路乃是走非利士人的地。
But God led them out differently.
但是神 却用不同的路引导他们出来。
Because God said, if I should lead them by the way of the Philistine.
因为神想，若是我引他们走非利士人之地出来。
When they met problems.
当他们遇见难处的时候。
They would like to return to Egypt.
他们就会回头回到埃及去。
So God led them through the way of the sea.
所以主带他们走红海的路。
And after they crossed the Red Sea,
当他们过了红海之后
God led them for 40 years in the wilderness.
在旷野里面，神引导他们四十年之久。
Now, if you will turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6,
如果我们一同来到生命记
chapter 8,
第八章
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
We will read from verse 1 through verse 6.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
Every commandment which I command thee this day shall ye take heed to do, that ye may live and multiply and enter.And possess the land which Jehovah swore unto your father.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
God wanted to lead them to the land of Canaan.
神要引导他们进到迦南地。
And God was preparing them.For that day.
神为着那个目的来预备他们。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And he shall remember all the way which Jehovah thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandment or not.
第二节，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Even after we are saved,
即便在我们得救之后
，We do not know ourselves.
我们还不认识自己。
We think that.Since God has saved us,
我们想到，既然神拯救了我们
，then everything is okay.
那么每一件事都应该顺利。
We do not really know who we are.
我们并不真正认识我们自己是谁。
Even though we are saved,
即便我们得救了。
Now, what do you mean by being saved?
我们得救到底是什么意思？
Number one, your sins are forgiven.
第一，我们的罪蒙了赦免。
Now thank God for that.
我们为此感谢神。
You know, we usually thought that we were better than other people.
你知道，我们通常都认为自己比别人好。
But when the Holy Spirit began to convict us,
但是当圣灵开始光照我们
then we began to realize how sinful we are.
我们开始看见自己是何等的败坏。
I always remember when I was young.
我总记得当我年轻的时候。
I was brought up in a Christian family.
我是在一个基督徒的家庭里面长大。
My father served the Lord.
我的父亲侍奉神。
And in my family,
在我的家中
we have family altar every day.
我们每一天都有家庭的祭坛、家庭的聚会。
Before the supper.
我们也守主的晚餐。
No, before our supper.
哦，在我们晚饭之前。
Our father will gather us children.
我们父亲把孩子们聚在一起。
We have seven of them.
我们有七兄弟姊妹。
And he will gather us together in a room.
他把我们聚在一个房间里。
And I can still vividly see.
我仍然鲜活的可以看见。
How there was a big Bible there.
在那里有一本大的圣经。
And he would read from the Bible.
他要从圣，他就读一段圣经。
And we all knelt down, and he would lead us in prayer.
我们每一个人都跪下来，爸爸就领我们祷告。
That gave me a deep impression.
这给我一个很深刻的印象。
And I was brought up in mission school.
我也是在一个宣教士的办的学校里。
So, I knew the Bible.
所以我认识圣经。
And I also pray.
我也祷告。
But I was not saved.
但是我却没有得救。
Why?
为什么呢？
I believe Jesus is the Savior of the world.
我想耶稣乃是世界的救主。
There is no problem in my mind.
在我的心中对此毫无疑问。
But my problem is I felt I'm too good to be saved.
但是我的问题乃是我觉得我太好了，不需要救恩。
As a student in high school.
在高中里面做学生
，I was friendly with everybody.
我对每一个人都非常友善。
So I thought, let the Lord save those sinners.
所以我想让主去救那些罪人。
But I really don't need him.
我实在不需要。
You know that was our condition.
这就是我们每一个人的光景。
Until the Lord did something in my life.
直到主在我们的生命中做一些事情。
And the Spirit of God began to touch me.
神的灵开始摸到我。
I felt that I was a person full of sins.
我开始感觉到我是充满了罪污的一个人。
And as a young man,
当我年轻的时候
，I sometimes was set by myself and wept.
有的时候，我就一个人为着自己的罪流泪。
I sought the Lord earnestly.
我就真心地寻求主。
For a whole year, I went to every revival meeting that I knew of.
为着寻求主是怎样的一位主，我参加了每一次的奉新聚会，我知道的聚会。
At that time, there were famous preachers coming to Shanghai.
在那个时候，会有有名的传道人到上海来。
And I had heard them all.
我就去参加每一个。
I went up to the altar and wept a number of times.
我到台前在那里流泪好多次。
But nothing happened.
但是什么事都没发生。
And that went on for a whole year.
这差不多有一整年的时间。
I remember in 1930.
我记得在一九三零年
，in the summer，
在夏天的时候
，I went to a summer conference。
我去一个夏令会
，with the only hope，
我有唯一的一个盼望
，I want to get saved。
我盼望得救
，so I went there。
所以我去了。
I heard some young men just graduated from Asbury College coming to preach to us。
有一个刚刚从大学毕业的年轻人向我们传讲。
And when he spoke, I knew all about it.
当他讲的时候，他的内容我都知道了。
So nothing happened.
所以在我里面什么事也没发生。
After a few days, I was alone in the room.
但是过了几天，当我单独在自己房间里的时候
，I don't know whether I was praying and I was just speaking to myself.
我不知道我是在祷告还是自言自语。
I told the Lord.
我向主说。
I said, Lord, I want to be saved.
我跟主说，主啊，我想得救。
But why is it that people got saved very easily?
但是为什么每一个人都那么容易就得救了
？And it's so hard for me to get saved.
但是对我好像这么难要得救。
Oh, I have heard someone said.
我忽然听见有一位。
You can be gospel hardened.
你。
Gospel hardened.
你对你的心已经硬了。
Because you do too much.
因为你做了太多了。
I could teach too.
我也可以传讲主的话。
I remember before I was saved, I led prayer meetings.
我记得在我没有得救之前，我就领祷告聚会。
And I also preach.
我也讲道。
Now I have no message.
虽然我并没有信心
，But that was easy.
但是那很容易。
In my father's library, there are lots of books.
在我爸爸的书房里面有好多书。
So I remember I got a book on sermons.
所以我记得呢，我找到一本讲道集的书。
It was my famous preacher in the United States.
那本书乃是在美国有名传道人的讲道集。
So I choose a sermon.
所以我就选一篇信息。
Translated into Chinese.
把它翻译成中文。
And memorize it.
我就把它记住。
I believe it was Noah's Ark.
我记得那一篇是讲挪亚的方舟。
And I went to preach.
所以我就去传道。
And after I finished preaching, I was very proud of myself.
当我讲完以后，我就感觉非常骄傲。
The only regret was nobody praised me.
唯一遗憾的是没有一个人称赞我。
That was the way I preached before I was saved.
这就是我在得救之前传道的光景。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
when the Lord really convicted me,
当主真正的光照我的时候，
I really felt I was the greatest sinner in the world.
我感觉，我真正感觉我是世上最坏的罪人。
So that morning I was speaking to myself or praying.
所以那天早上，我不知道是向自己说呢，还是在祷告。
I said, Lord, if you want to save me now.
我跟主说，主啊，若是你要救我，现在就救我。
If not,
若不然
，then I will say goodbye to you.
那么我就要跟你说再见。
That's it.
我再也不寻求了。
So in the afternoon, I went again to the meeting.
所以那天下午我再去参加聚会。
And the preacher preached John 3:16.
那一个传道人在讲约翰三章十六节。
Now I can do the same thing.
我心里面还是一样的事情。
It was nothing to me.
因为对我来讲根本不算什么。
So after the meeting was over.
所以当聚会结束之后。
The preacher wanted everybody to kneel down and pray.
那个传道人要求每一个人都跪下来祷告。
So I knelt down at my bench.
所以我就在我自己位置上跪下来。
And I remember a preacher came to me.
我还记得那个传道人到我旁边。
And knelt by my side.
他跪在我旁边。
Now what did he do?
他做什么呢？
He did nothing.
他什么都没有做。
But asked me to go to the altar.
但是他要我走到台前。
I have been doing that many times.
我已经走过好多次了。
But in order to please him,
为了要讨他的欢喜。
So I went forward again.
所以我就再一次走到前面。
And there I wept, I prayed again.
在那里我又流泪，我又祷告。
And the meeting was over.
这个聚会就结束了。
There was nothing.
什么事都没发生。
As I was walking out,
当我走出去的时候，
a Chinese preacher,
一个传道中国传道人
，He must have noticed me.
他可能已经知道一点。
So he came to me.
所以他到我这里来。
He stopped me.
他停下来。
And point blankly, he asked me one question.
他直截了当地问我一个问题。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗
？I have to be honest.
我必须诚实地说。
I say I really want to be saved.
我说我真想得救。
So he stopped me there.
所以他就。让我停。
Hundreds of people that left the auditorium.
好几百人已经离开了会场。
Just two of us there.
只有我们两个人。
And he asked me a question.
他问我一个问题。
Do you believe the Bible is the word of God?
你是相信，你是不是相信圣经是神的话呢？
I said yes.
我说是的。
From my childhood.
从我幼年时候。
So he asked me to turn to 1 John 1:9.
所以他要求我翻到约翰福音第一章，约翰一书一章九节。
If we confess our sin,
我们若认自己的罪
，God is righteous,
神是信实的
，He will forgive our sins,
他要赦免我们一切的罪
，and cleanse us from all our iniquities,
要洗净我们一切的不义。
He said, "Do you believe this?"
他问我说，你相信这句话吗
？I said, "Of course, I did."
我说当然我信。
He said, "Put your name there and read it."
他说把你的名字放在里面，再读一遍。
So he asked me to read it twice with my name there.
所以他要我再读一遍，把我的名字放在里面。
And then he said, "Let's pray."
然后他就说我们一起祷告。
So we knelt down.
所以我们再跪下
来。I knew how to pray.
我知道怎么样祷告。
So I started to pray.
所以我就先祷告。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
there is a difference.
那一次不同。
I really pray from my heart.
我真是从心里面。
I told the Lord all the things that I could remember.
我把我能够想起来所有的罪都告诉了。
And I said, Lord, many I have forgotten, but you know.
但是我跟主说，主啊，有许多我都忘记了，但是你知道。
This is what you said.
这是你所说的。
If we confess our sin,
若是我们认自己的罪，
you are righteous.
你是公义的。
You will forgive.
你会赦免我。
Now I have done my part.
现在我做了我该做的。
It's your part now.
现在是你那一份。
And in my heart,
在我心里，
I felt if I die, I will die for him.
如果我死了的话，我要死在这个光景。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
great thing.
奇妙的事发生。
Immediately I felt a burden fall away from me.
立刻之间，我感觉从我身上有重担脱落了。
There was such peace in my heart.
在我心中有如此的平安。
So I stood up.
所以我站起来。
And the preacher asked me again.
那个传道人问我，
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
I said, I am.
我跟他说我得救了。
He said, "How do you know?"
他问你怎么知道。
I said, "I have such peace in my heart."
我跟他说，在我心中有如此的平安。
He said, "No."
他说不是。
Immediately, the word came to me.
立刻有一句话临到我。
I say, "I know I'm saved because God has said so."
我说，因为我知道我得救了，因为神这样说。
He said, "That's right."
他说那就对了。
Your feeling may change.
你的感觉会改变。
That's God, but God's word is eternal.
但是神的话语却永远长存。
I remember I went to my room.
我记得我回房间。
I opened the Bible.
我再打开圣经。
I read.Second Peter chapter 1.
我读到彼得后书第一章。
It is as if God was speaking to me.
在那个立刻我感觉神向我说话。
The Bible becomes a living book.
圣经变成一本活的书。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
thank God for that.
感谢神为此。
But sometimes I wonder if the Lord would take me to Himself immediately, how good it will be.
有的时候我会感觉，若是主立刻就把我取去，那这真是好的无比。
But God knows better.
但是神知道，比我们更认知道。
He knows that I do not know myself.
他知道我并不认识自己。
Just like the Bible says.
正如同圣经所说的。
He wants to humble me.
他要使我们降卑，使我们。
He wants me to know exactly who I am and what I am.
他要我们清楚、确定地知道我们是谁。我们在什么样的光景？
Even though in my spirit,
即便在我的灵里面，
the Lord is there.
主在那里。
But in my soul, my old self still rules.
但是在我的魂生命里面，我的老我仍然在那里掌权。
Even though I begin to serve the Lord right away,
即便我立刻就开始服侍主。
But I serve the Lord according to my will.
但是我却照着我自己的意思来侍奉主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we do not know ourselves.
我们并不认识我们自己。
God has to humble us.
神必须要苦练使我们教
会。He has to reveal to us what exactly is in our soul.
他要向我们启示，让我们看见在我们里面，在我们魂里面，到底是什么。
He wants to prove us.
他要试验我们。
Not because he does not know us.
并不是因为他不认识我们。
It's because we do not know ourselves.
乃是因为我们并不认识自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how often we find he makes arrangements around us.
多少时候我们看见主在我们的周遭环境做安排。
Just to reveal what's really in our heart.
为了要显明在我们心中真实的光景。
As the Bible said, know what was in thy heart.
好像就像圣经上面讲到，要知道你内心内如何。
Do we really keep his commandments?
我们真的守他的诫命吗？
Do we really love him more than anything else?
我们真的爱他过于任何的事物吗？
Are we still guided by our own mind, our own thought?
我们仍然被自己的心思和意念所引导吗？
Are we willing to yield ourselves completely to him?
我们真的愿意把自己完全的向他降服？
Are we willing to deny ourselves?
我们真的愿意否认自己吗？
Take up the cross and follow him.
我们愿意背起十字架来跟从他吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
whenever God's will and our will conflicts with each other.
当神的旨意和我的意思彼此冲突的时候，
Are we press on with our will?
我们是追求自己的意思呢？
And are we willing to give up our will and allow God's will to get through?
或是我们愿意放下自己的意见意思来遵行神的旨意呢？
He is worthy to have us complete obedience.
他配得我们完全的顺服。
So that's the way that you find the Lord will lead us in the wilderness.
这就是我们看见神在旷野里面引导我们的方式。
To us, this world is a wilderness.
对我们而言，这个世界不过是个旷野。
But thank God, He is bringing us through.
但是感谢神，神带领我们走过这旷野。
On the one hand, he is proving us.
一面来说，他是试验我们。
On the other hand, he is showing us how lovely, how careful he is for us.
另外一面，他要让我们看见他是何等的慈爱，并且照顾我们。
As we go through these experiences,
当我们经过了这些的遭遇，
we find we are being chastised.
我们看见我们受了管教。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
because he is our heavenly father,
因为他是我们天上的父，
he loves us,
他爱我们。
And whomever he loves, he chastises.
凡是他所爱的，他就管教。
Because if he does not discipline us,
因为他若不管教我们，
we will never grow up spiritually.
我们在灵里面就不会长大。
And this is the problem with the world today.
这就是今天世界的难处。
And this is also our problem.
这也是我们的难处。
Nobody loves to be disciplined.
没有一个人喜欢受管教。
But discipline is the only way for maturity.
但是管教乃是达到成熟的唯一道路。
If we are willing to receive God's discipline,
若是我们愿意接受神的管教，
and we will be walking in His way.
那么我们才能行走在他的道路上。
And we will be used of God to fulfill his mission.
我们才能被神所使用来完成他的使命。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
as long as it is today,
总要趁着还有今日，
there is hope.
我们还有盼望。
So let us encourage one another.
所以愿我们彼此劝勉。
If you find your way is too hard,
若是你感觉你的道路很艰难，
look away from yourself.
要从自己身上，挪开我们的眼目，
and see God is on the throne.
让我们能够看见神坐在宝座上。
He knows what he is doing.
他知道他在做什么。
And he is leading us and guiding us.
他在引导，他在扶持我们。
He is perfecting us.
他要成全我们。
That we may enter into the promised land.
好叫我们能够进入应许之地。
And inherit our inheritance.
并且得着我们的产业。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
That we may press on towards the goal.
让我们向着标杆竭力的奔跑。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I always feel,
我总是感觉，
we are a privileged people.
我们是一般有特权的人。
Because we are living very, very close to the return of our Lord.
因为我们活在离我们主的回来非常非常近的日子。
The Bible says he's already at the door.
圣经告诉我们说他已经在门口了。
When did he begin to be at the doors?
什么时候他开始在门口呢？
He said when you see the fig tree begin to blossom.
他说当你看见无花果树，发嫩长叶的时候。
Now, fig tree is the symbol of the nation of Israel.
我们知道无花果树乃是以色列国的一个象征。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was in earth, he only cursed the fig tree.
我们的主耶稣在地上的时候，有一次他咒诅了那无花果树。
You remember at his last entry into Jerusalem.
我们记得他最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候，
He left Bethany to Jerusalem.
他离开伯大尼往耶路撒冷去。
And he was hungry.
他肚子饿了。
He saw a fig tree.
他看见一棵无花果树。
With leaves.
满树都是叶子。
And usually when the fig tree with leaves,
当无花果树有叶子的时候，
You should find some early fruit there.
通常你能够找到一些出熟的果子，
But he couldn't find anything.
但是他什么都找不着。
And strangely, the Lord cursed the fig tree.
很稀奇的，那一天主就咒诅了那一棵。
Throughout his life, he always blessed.
我们知道，我们主总是祝福的。
But now he cursed the fig tree.
但是那一次他咒诅了无花果树。
And the fig tree withered.
立刻，那无花果树就枯干了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he has been to the nation of Israel.
因为他乃是说到这个以色列国
carrying it for 3 years already.
他在那里背负他们三年之久。
But it yielded no fruit for God.
但是这三年他们为神一点果子都没结。
And the Lord continued for another half a year.
那么神主继续再有半年的忍耐，
trying to nurture it，
盼望呢加上肥，
that it may get fruit，
好叫它能够结果子。
But finally, it didn't yield any fruit.
但是它最后仍然没有结果。
So the Lord cursed it.
所以主就咒诅了。
And we all know that A.D. 70.
我们知道在主后七十年，
Jerusalem was broken into.
我们看见耶路撒冷被攻破，
The temple was destroyed.
整个圣殿被毁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
But here the Lord said,
但是这里主说，
When the fig tree began to grow again,
当无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，
Then you know that he is at the doors.
你就知道他到了门口了。
Now it really needs Orientals to understand this.
对东方人来讲都明白这件事。
Because in the Western world,
因为在西方的世界
，When you are at the door，
当你来到一个房子的门口
，A door is a singular number。
那这个门呢是就是一扇。
Because when the door is open, you're inside the house。
因为当你开了门，你就进了房子。
But in the Orient, it was different。
但是在东方的世界里不同的。
You have a number of doors。
你有好几道门的。
You have the outer door around the wall。
你在墙周围的墙那里有一道门。
And after you go into the door, you to go to the garden。
你进了那个门，你才进到园子里。
And if you are from a rich family，
若是这是一个富有的人家
，you may have to go through two, three doors。
你可能要进好几进的门。
Before you reach the family，
最后才到了这个家。
So here the Lord said， when you see this happen， that I'm at the doors。
所以主在那里说，当你看见这些事发生的时候，我就站在那些的门口了。
And that was the revival of the nation of Israel。
那乃是指着以色列复国说的。
In 1948,
在1948年
，to the expectation of everybody，
对所有人的想象意料不到的。
Suddenly, a nation，
忽然之间
，that had no territory，
一个国家从来没有领土的
，no government，
没有政府
，scattered around the world，
并且分散在全世界。
And suddenly, it was revived。
忽然之间他就复活了。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们，
Our Lord Jesus is already at the doors。
我们的主耶稣那个时候就已经在门口了。
And that was in 1948。
那是1948年。
Now we are in the 21st century。
现在我们已经在21世纪了。
So we know that it is very, very near。
所以我们知道这是非常非常近。
It is my hope that our Lord will return in my lifetime。
我的盼望呢是在我活着的时候主就应该回来。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们，
think of the blessed hope before us。
我们要思想在我们前面这有福的盼望。
There is a very little, little time，
只有非常非常少的时间。
Now is the time，
现在就是那时刻。
Let us be prepared before Him。
愿我们在他面前做好预备。
Give ourselves totally to Him，
把我们自己完全的归给他。
And allow Him to work out His full salvation，
让他在我们身上做成他丰满的救恩。
However difficult life may be，
不论生活何等的艰难，
The Bible says，
圣经告诉我，
Look up，
我们要仰望。
For your redemption draws nigh，
因为你的救恩已经临近了。
The Lord help us，
愿主帮助我们。
Let's pray，
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord， as we bow before Thee，
亲爱的主，当我们俯伏在你面前，
May Thy Spirit reveal to us God on the throne。
愿你的灵向我们启示神坐在宝座上。
However difficult it may be in our life，
无论我们的生活中有多么的困难，
We praise and thank Thee Thou using it to perfect us，
我们感谢赞美你，你使用这些好成全我们。
Teach us how to be guided by the unseen than the sea，
教导我们能够被那看不见的引导我们，而不是被看见的引导。
Bring to us clearly a vision that God is on the throne，
赐给我们一个清楚的意象，看见神坐在宝座上。
You are in charge，
你在掌管万有。
And you areperfecting us，
你在成全我们。
Here we are，
主啊，我们在这里。
Give ourselves to Thee，
我们将自己归给你。
Thy will be done，
愿你的旨意成全。
We ask in Thy name，
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen。